The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand. Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Right now.
On 99.7 DJX.
All right. Good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's do a radio show, shall we? Hi, Kelly K.
Well, hi there.
So you're into painting now? You're Bob Rossing it over the weekend?
I don't know what happened to me. I think I started acting like a retired person.
Yeah?
I think the staying at home thing is really starting to wear off on me in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that, well, I saw these YouTube tutorials and oh, other than Bob Ross. I mean, I just wanted to get, you know Bob Ross's like taste. He's Barnes in the happy forest with the happy
nature,
trees.
Right.
I was like, yeah, I don't know if I want that kind of thing. So I started exploring. There are many. There are many, 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 many painting tutorials on the YouTubes.
Mm-hmm.
And I found a couple. And I mentioned to my husband last week, like, hey, I want to paint. Do we have things? So he brought home a little acrylic paint set and a couple canvases. And I created
okay
art.
Yes.
I sat on the deck. I painted. I drank wine.
Just like
asterisk our, Arbor Mist.
A retired person.
Exactly. I'm like, what is happening to me?
So
I don't know what's going on, but now I'm an artiste.
It sounds like you're ready for like those Pinot and Palette type of
yes,
places.
I've never done one of those. Right. I want to now. Here's the thing. In quarantine, I have learned to cut hair from a YouTube tutorial.
Right.
I baked a cake. I don't really bake.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. My daughter and I baked.
That's fantastic.
I took up yoga. I don't yoga.
Wow.
I yoga now.
You are bettering your life.
And now
look at all these life skills you have.
Now
you have an artistic side that's coming out.
I'm Bob Rossing it.
Wow.
What is happening to me?
That is impressive.
Life changes.
Look at that.
I don't know.
I mean, you know, 2 months ago you wouldn't have thought you were able to do all that stuff?
No. Well, I didn't have the time. Now?
2 months ago, you would have been like, no.
Myself with time. The kids are, you know, pretty self-sufficient now.
Yeah.
They're 8, they're 10.
All
they
right.
kind of
Good.
Go do their own things. They bounce on the trampoline. They've been playing outside a lot.
And now you're like, well, what do I do?
What do
I'm
going to
paint.
I paint.
I'm a paint.
Now I paint.
So are we going to get to see any of those?
I've shared them on the socials. I can put them up.
Are you going to sell them anywhere? Is there going to be a Kelly K art gallery?
Sell them? Oh.
Anytime soon? Like one of those sort of things?
I don't think. Do you think people are you would like, pay money for that?
Are you like the Pam Beasley of this office here? You don't know that reference. You didn't watch The Office.
No.
So, no. Okay.
My husband at first was like, babe, it's really good. And then I started putting them up around the house. He's like,
we don't need to put them up. I mean, these are special just for you.
I was like, listen, okay, I'm going to do a unicorn for Ava. I'm going to do a basketball for, for you know,
Jacob,
that one?
Kid?
And yeah, I'm going to do like a derby themed one for the basement. Like,
right.
I was like, well, I need bigger canvases.
You're ready.
And he's like, well.
All right.
I think he's a little scared of my new hobby.
Well,
it's going to get out of control with art around the house.
I think you should be celebrated.
Yeah.
And if you can't find a place for that art, there are some empty offices here that you could probably display and turn it into like
the studio.
I don't think the studio. I don't think the studio
is
probably sound quality.
You know
probably not
needs?
Good for sound quality.
Canvas would absorb that a little bit.
Yeah.
I think this studio needs a little like floral effect.
Well, why don't you do a DJX one? Paint the logo.
I will paint the logo.
Paint the logo.
It's going to be amazing.
And we'll hang it up here as a piece of art from Kelly K.
I'm an
original.
I'm going to refrain from doing like self-portrait of us. I'll just stick with the logo.
I think that should be next, though.
Okay.
I mean, you've done the foliage.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
I think
I don't know
if you dive into
people.
Portraits.
I'm not sure.
That would be good.
I'm not sure.
We can call them abstract.
That's more my style.
Abstract?
It's like an abstract-ish
okay.
kind of a style.
All right.
But yeah.
All right, Kelly the artist. There you go.
That's me. That's what I do now. I paint.
all right, so today we've got Can't Be Kelly. We've got a butthole song we got to get to.
Oh
we got
God.
The
Listen,
murder hornets we got to get to.
You can't just throw it out there like that.
We got setting the bar stories. Listen, there's some stuff we got to get to, and including chance at $1,000 every single hour. Feel good. Do these every single hour here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
We should start with some free food, right?
All right.
Free food. It's May the 4th. Lots of fun things about that we'll get to later. But first of all, it's National Firefighter Day.
All right.
So in honor of the day, Smashburger offering current and retired firefighters nationwide a free classic Smash Double.
Not bad.
All you got to show is a valid ID or wear your uniform to Smashburger. It's for takeout only, of course.
All right. Free Smashburger.
Honoring the firefighters. Like that. Isn't that great? Free food. No. Honoring the firefighters.
I mean, I'm not a firefighter, so I couldn't take advantage of that.
That's
but
true.
That is cool for them.
It is a feel good with a straight,
with a very
narrow lane.
Very narrow lane, but yeah, all right.
But still needed to be said.
Absolutely.
Slapped a feel good sticker on that.
All right, that's what she does. That is your feel good. Do them every hour here. Saturday, a lot of people still kind of celebrated in their own special way. Derby at home, which would have been
a gorgeous
the 146th
day.
Running of the Kentucky Derby in was a beautiful day. Beautiful day.
People were salty about it. If there was ever a reason to be salty about
it,
a beautiful day.
Did I not call this like a month ago?
Uh-huh.
It
was pretty nice. Oaks Day, too.
Yeah, it was nice. So they did do the Turtle Derby. So they did race turtles.
Great.
Don't really know the outcome. Don't really care. But they did do kind of a virtual Triple Crown race.
Uh-huh.
That really was called like the guy didn't watch the race beforehand. He called it as it happened
in real time.
Yep.
And they're into the stretch, and it's Seattle Slew who comes down to the final furlong in front. Secretariat runs at him.
I'm not really sure if you could have bet on this.
Citation is down toward
the middle.
I think you could.
Well, good.
Here comes Secretariat in the middle.
Yep.
Citation on the inside.
Secretariat, this computer-generated Secretariat.
Here's the finish. Secretariat has won it.
I mean, if Secretariat wouldn't have won, I would have called. I would have cried foul.
Really?
Yeah, I would have.
Okay. So here's my question: did they have jockeys?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they name them?
They had the jockeys that won the Triple Crown
so
on them.
Ron
Turcotte was on Secretariat.
Right.
And, you know, you had Justify. You had American Pharoah.
Is he getting paid?
I don't know. I don't know.
I
think they were running in the Arkansas Derby.
Okay.
On Saturday.
All right. Well, Ron Turcotte wasn't.
No, Ron Turcotte wasn't.
Yes.
He's still alive, right?
Let me look it up.
I hate when that happens.
Why do we get into conversations we don't know what we're talking about?
He's still alive, right? I'm trying to remember back to the end of the movie of Secretariat.
Hang on.
I know that
he is 78 years young.
I know that he's in a wheelchair.
He is Canadian.
Okay, that doesn't really
learn that about him too.
All right.
Just learning some fun
all
facts.
All right, fun facts about Ron Turcotte.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Like, it was 1973.
So there, it was only a field of 13 horses because 13 horses have won the Triple Crown since 1900. So September 5th, crossing our fingers, everything's going to go as scheduled, and there's going to be 100,000 people packed into Churchill Downs there September 5th. We'll see though.
Could you imagine if they put marks on the ground everywhere all over Churchill Downs and you can stand here and you can stand there.
I can see it where maybe you have to wear masks or you get scanned or something like that, forehead scanned as you come in. I mean, that's
Lordy
probably
day.
Going to be a reality in sporting events, especially here in the near future.
I don't know if I'm going to sports if I got to do that.
Well, you never really sports.
That is true.
Okay, so
that
there
is
you
true.
Go. All right, that's sports!
Yeah.
99.70 JX. Today is a special day, as Kelly kind of alluded to earlier, but it is May the 4th, a.k.a. Star Wars Day, a.k.a. the day that The Mandalorian behind the scenes comes out on Disney Plus, and Rise of Skywalker is now streaming on Disney Plus.
So much.
So much. All of the Disney movies are now right there on Disney Plus. So if that is kind of a franchise that you're all about, now you can go through and you can watch every single Star Wars movie in order or whatever.
Or maybe you're sitting there going, huh, I've heard a lot about this Star Wars thing and you want to start the journey. You can do that as well.
Yeah. That's how I started with The Mandalorian with my daughters, Isabel and Sophia.
Uh-huh.
Maybe because they were all like, you know what? Star Wars is stupid.
Yeah.
It's a bunch of space, like science fiction. We're not into it. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just wait. I'm going to let you dip your toe in The Mandalorian. And then once they saw the baby Yoda and the child, they were in. And then it was like, okay, well, let's finish The Mandalorian. And so I'm like, okay, The Mandalorian references a bunch of stuff from Star Wars. Like, they've stayed in the same world.
They have.
And so now let's go back and watch A New Hope, which is Star Wars 4.
Yes, which is the original, the very first one they ever did.
Right, exactly. So I'm not, I didn't go back and have them start with Star Wars 1, the one that was released, like The Phantom Menace, I think, or, yeah. Is that Star Wars 1 or Attack? I don't know. Anyways.
Episode 1.
So I had them watch it in the order that they kind of came out. I did The New Hope, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
Uh-huh.
And then I had them watch Phantom Menace, which was Star Wars 1. But then I was like, do you want to watch 2 and 3? Like, what was it? Attack of the Clones, Revenge of the Sith or something like that?
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, well, yeah, we can watch that. And so, I mean, because let's all just agree that of the 9 movies that Star Wars has put out, the first 3 are the worst.
Right. Agreed. Okay. We all kind of like to just forget that they happened.
Yeah, I mean, they're just kind of like, it's a setup to the story. Yes, we get it. There's a lot of just political, like weird stuff that happens.
Well, it shows
in the first...
you how Darth Vader became Darth Vader, sure. Which was probably the most important part of it. And then you see Luke and Leia's parents.
Sure, okay.
That's about it. But there took a lot of side streets and a lot of characters that really wasn't necessary.
Yeah. So then The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, and then The Rise of Skywalker, the final 3. Those are now on Disney Plus on this May the 4th.
What a blessing.
May the 4th be with you. Yay, yay.
So like I said, if you want to start the journey through the galaxy of the Star Wars movies, laid it all out for you.
Yeah. Yeah. You should be able to do that. You know, knock that out this week, actually.
Yeah.
Should be fairly easy for you. Run away, run away, run away. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Hometown Heroes. We got to hook up Jennifer Hong and her crew over at the Louisville Metro Public Health and Wellness Laboratory just on Friday with some complimentary salsaritas there for her and her crew. And I'll tell you, these are lab workers working on a COVID-19 cure right now in Louisville. So that's pretty cool. And she is one that is highlighted with our Hometown Heroes. And if you want to be a part of Hometown Heroes or nominate someone, you can. Just go to WDJX.com, click win. Of course, brought to you by Zaxby's and Interstate Batteries. But we're honoring Hometown Heroes here in the Louisville area. Just people that are going above and beyond and are out there on the front lines, so to speak, and doing what they can to just keep us all safe and provide services. So nominate someone, WDJX.com right there, and we could be showing up at your place of business or whatever with some complimentary food and all that fun stuff. So Hometown.
Love seeing the pictures.
Yep.
Show up on the socials.
Yeah, the galleries are up and you can just browse the gallery of all these people that have been honored and nominated and everything right there at WDJX.com. Coming up here next, it is Setting the Bar. And, you know, as we said, don't be like Dick, all right? It's a small example of what not to do. Okay.
Small example with legal repercussions?
Sure. That is on the way after Dua Lipa on 99.7 DJX. Setting the Bar. These are small examples of what not to do. And you know that there have been a lot of these theme parks that have had to shut down. Disney included, right?
Oh, yeah. It's been shut down since mid-March.
Yeah. So like Disney World, Disneyland, all of those theme parks have been just deserted because, you know, everybody's quarantining and everything. So if you can manage to make it through the day without, camping out at a deserted Disney World park, you're doing okay.
Although this is kind of like a dream come true, isn't it?
This,
a little bit.
This is where we introduce you to Richard, a.k.a. Dick McGuire, 42 years old. He was busted after a Disney security rep reported seeing him use one of Disney's boats to get around. So what was he doing? He went to Disney's Discovery Island, a.k.a. the old Treasure Island.
Which has been shut down since 1999.
And started camping since, Monday or Tuesday, he ended up telling police.
Well, he said that he was unaware that was it was a Disney property. You just thought it was a tropical paradise, and he stumbled across it.
That's what he was like. You know, like, wow. I mean, this is a magical place I've found myself in.
Why is no one else here?
I mean, never mind these no trespassing signs. I'm sure the no trespassing signs mean that this person doesn't want others to find out this magical, magical place.
It means everyone else but me.
Right? Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he was found by the police had to search by boat, helicopter, and by foot.
Wow.
And then eventually found him because, you know, he's on this tropical paradise island.
It's kind of a big place, too.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So, again, said he didn't know that he was not allowed to be there.
Yeah, he was unaware.
And
so that makes it okay, right?
No.
They were just like, ah, it's fine.
Yeah, no, that's that.
And they
rules
sent Dick on his way? No.
Still apply.
Oh.
So don't be like Dick.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, camping out at a deserted Disney World park, you're doing okay.
Many of us have that. I mean, isn't that kind of a dream come true? I'd like to be locked in the castle.
But not to condone what Dick did.
No, absolutely.
But I'm just saying, if you're going to quarantine in a place that's illegal.
Right.
For you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad place to pick.
It's not a bad place to hang out right? for a week. But don't be like Dick.
Don't be like Dick. Right. There you go. Right. That's end of the bar, guys. So good? Do this every single hour here on DJX.
Dunkaroos. You remember Dunkaroos?
I do.
Making a comeback. They, to celebrate that they were coming back, gave away 5,000 free packs last week. Here's the thing. They were gone in under a minute. So many people wanted to get their hands on those tasty, tasty vanilla wafers and vanilla cream with the little colored sprinkles, that they were gone super duper fast. However, they are going to be making a comeback at some 7-Eleven stores starting late this month, nationwide at more grocery and convenience stores later this summer. Not sure if they're going to be branching out with the flavors other than the vanilla cookie and the vanilla frosting with the rainbow sprinkles, but Dunkaroos.
I think they had
back.
The original, they had chocolate icing that you could dunk the cookies in.
Yeah, and why would you choose anything else?
They had cookies and cream.
Yes.
I think they had several different flavors on the original version. What was that? Like,
it was in early the
2000s? Was it 2000 or 90s?
It was the 90s.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, so Dunkaroos
making a comeback.
Here to fulfill your snack dreams.
That's
a feel good.
Okay.
Okay. I'm calling that snack dreams.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, never mind. We've got the little Oreo sticks with the cream that you dip in. It was kind of like the, it's the same thing.
Sure.
But Dunkaroos is great. Right. Hey, Dunkaroos.
That's feel good.
That's feel good.
All right. We'll do those every single hour here. Brought to you by Campbellsville University on 99.7 DJX. Show me where you're 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Remember, you're getting the word Shelby into the website. Shelby. S-H-E-L-B-Y. Get that in. WDJX.com. You could be $1,000 richer with Southern Indiana Equipment and Kentuckiana Cash Relief there on DJX. All right. Well, sports action. Sports.
Okay.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So the...
Do tell.
Well, NFL has announced that they are not altering their fall plans. They're going to release their 2020 schedule later this week without any real major changes. Super Bowl is still going to be scheduled for February 7th. Season opener is still scheduled for September 10th.
So does that mean crowds can go?
No, they're not saying that. They're just saying their season is going to be unaltered.
Okay.
So the league is evaluating when players can re-enter the team facilities, all that, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
And with that, the NCAA has released their three-phased plan to return of college sports as well.
Uh-huh.
So that's exciting. So this on the heels of U of L announcing that they are going to have classes in the buildings starting this fall. So,
okay.
For that school year. Now,
back on campus.
Now, yeah, JCPS or any of the other school districts here locally haven't necessarily released their fall plans yet. But
we expect them to follow suit, hopefully.
The NCAA is now phasing back in college sports. You know, they're, again, trying to do these in three phases, just as the country and cities are reopening kind of in these three phases. So is the NCAA. But there's at least a light at the end of the tunnel. And again, this all is assuming that everybody's socially responsible and not being stupid.
Okay. think it's going to be fine.
Well, we got to not be stupid.
Okay.
And we can have these things again. All right. You just can't be stupid.
Do you have a lot of stupid people living around you?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Because we have, you know, people are cool around me. It's fine.
They can be cool, but they can also be socially irresponsible.
Okay.
So anyways.
My point is they're not being socially irresponsible.
All right. So that's good.
Yes.
So if more people are like Kelly's neighbors and less like mine, then we'll be good.
Okay.
So sports, NFL, football.
Some normalcy.
2020 schedule.
Yeah.
And then NCAA releasing their three-phase plan to return college sports to everybody. So that's at least a little bit of normalcy creeping back into the schedule. And that is sports!
Oh, yeah. Sports. Feels good.
Sports. It does. It feels good.
All right.
In my bones.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up. Coming off that loss, it's going to be tough for her to rebound.
Yeah.
Or will it? Or will she be coming back with a vengeance?
Got the fire in my belly.
Can't beat Kelly. On the way. 5 pop culture questions and Kelly K stands in your way. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show on this May the 4th be with you sort of day. There is now a list of the top Star Wars inspired animal names now.
Oh, great. Oh, wonderful.
Which if you maybe got a new animal while in quarantine, I know a lot of people did.
Anybody name their dog Darth Vader?
Bark Vader. That's actually number one.
Oh, awesome.
Bark Vader.
I like it.
The top creative Star Wars inspired pet names. Luke Skywhisker.
Okay. I'm done with that.
I'm thinking for a cat, though dogs have whiskers too.
No, yeah, but they're not known for them. Uh-huh.
Boba Fetch.
I like it.
For Boba Fett.
I like it.
Chewbarka.
Oh my God. Chewy for short.
Sure.
I'm sure.
Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, wow.
Instead of Emperor Palpatine.
Yes, that is. Okay. That's all extra. Right.
And then Lando Calrissian.
That's hard to say.
Yeah,
that I'm not on board with that one.
No, but Bark Vader, I'm all about. Luke Skywhisker, sure.
Lando Calrissian.
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe. Okay.
So there you go. May the 4th. It's a normal day, but it's also Star Wars Day because it's May the 4th be with you.
Exactly. Han Solo, would Leia get no love?
No.
That's
not
surprising.
At least not in the top creative Star Wars, you know, inspired names there.
I mean, I could see people having like a couple of cats and naming them Luke and Leia.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we're not saying that these pet names, that they don't actually just go and name them like Han Solo or Yoda,
right,
or Obi-Wan or Chewbacca, but
the child. Or do you think child. Anybody named their pet the child?
I would have to imagine.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Or youngling.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Uh-huh.
All right, so there you go. We've tweeted that, by the way, if you want to be inspired, at Ben and Kelly Show.
I've seen a lot of people get puppies in quarantine.
All right, coming up next, it is 5 pop culture questions. It's Kelly K and it's you. If you think you can beat Kelly, call 502-571-9970.
Come at me, bro. It's go time.
Okay, so she is 9-1-2 on the year.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, let's meet who you are taking on here this morning. Everybody say hey to Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, Lisa.
Morning.
All right, so she's working at home, hardly working or working hard?
Oh, both.
Sounds like us.
Same.
So here's how it works, Lisa. You've heard, I'm sure, how it is played. We're going to kick Kelly out of the room, ask you 5 questions, bring Kelly back into the room, ask her the same 5 questions. Whoever gets more right will win.
So Do you typically play along with this game when you are hanging out, listening at home, or how well do you do?
It just depends on the
lie place. To us. Lie to
okay.
us.
All
lie
right.
to us.
Just play some you know, psychological warfare with me. Tell me that you get 5 out of 5 all the time.
Oh, I do.
Okay,
all right, all right, great.
All right,
wonderful.
Great.
All right, so
great.
We're gonna kick Kelly out of the room. Say bye to Kelly.
Okay, bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Okay. She's gonna shut the door. Door shut. Here we go. Your questions. Question number one. Mario Lopez looking for and relaunching this legendary Latin boy band that launched the career of Ricky Martin. Who is it?
Menudo.
Trevor Noah is personally paying the salaries of 25 furloughed members of his show. What's his show called?
Is it The Daily Show?
Singer Lance Bass, 41 today. What iconic band was he a member of?
NSYNC.
Carole Baskin was recently tricked into giving an interview over Zoom by YouTubers posing as Tonight Show producers. What show does she say she's wrongfully depicted in?
Oh, The Tiger King.
On a recent episode of Jeopardy, a contestant got roasted on the internet after mistaking this iconic singer for Ariana Grande.
Janet Jackson.
All right, let's get Kelly back in. Kelly!
Okay.
She was quick.
All right. I was going to say, that felt very fast. That felt very fast.
Yep.
Which can be a bad thing for me.
Lisa got 5 right.
Yes.
Lisa. All right, so if Kelly slips up even once, you win. Okay?
Great.
No pressure.
No pressure at all. All right. Let's see how this rolls.
Okay.
Now, if she gets all 5 right, we go to sudden death. All right?
Okay.
All right. So, Lisa, here we go. Questions for Kelly. I love this. All right. Question number 1. Mario Lopez looking for and relaunching this legendary Latin boy band that launched the career of Ricky Martin. Who was it?
You're asking for the band?
Yes.
Menudo.
Menudo's correct.
I'm already shaky. Okay. I'm rattled.
Okay.
I'm rattled.
All right. Question 2. Trevor Noah personally paying the salaries of 25 furloughed members of his show. What's his show called?
The Daily Show.
Is correct. Singer Lance Bass, 41 today. What iconic band is he a member of?
Come on now. NSYNC.
Okay.
I mean, if I got that wrong, I don't belong here.
You need to just hang up your headphones and leave.
Yeah.
Right. Question 4.
Huh?
Carole Baskin recently tricked into giving an interview over Zoom by YouTubers posing as Tonight Show producers. What show does she say she's wrongfully depicted in?
Tiger King.
All right, here we go, Lisa.
Whoa!
Are we going to go down to sudden death, or are you going to win?
I'm going to win.
Here we go. Question 5 for Kelly. On a recent episode of Jeopardy, a contestant got roasted on the internet after mistaking this iconic singer for Ariana Grande.
Janet Jackson.
We're going to sudden death!
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Lisa, you have taken her to the brink. Okay. Okay.
She's trying to collect herself. I can tell.
All right. So
Do you have a backup?
Yeah.
All right. I
have to. So we can either roll right now.
Are you going to roll right now?
Or do you want to take a break?
What do you feel like doing, Lisa?
Go right ahead.
All right. Oh, wow. So let's kick Kelly back out of the room.
Okay.
We're going to ask you one question. Bring Kelly back into the room. Ask her the same question. Whoever gets right wins it all. All right. Here we go. Lisa, your question. Sudden death. This celebrity's alleged Finsta account revealed that not only does she not consider Selena Gomez a friend, but she spends time actively hating her on the account. Who is it?
Demi Lovato.
Let's bring Kelly back in. Kelly!
That felt very fast again.
All right, here we go.
I'm not going to tell you.
No. Okay. All right, here we go. Sudden death question. This celebrity's alleged Finsta account revealed that not only does she not consider Selena Gomez a friend, but she spends time actively hating on the account. Who is it?
Demi Lovato.
You both said the right answer.
Oh my God!
You both said the right answer!
Double overtime! Do you have another question?
We're gonna take a break.
Okay.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Come up with something else.
No. We're good. No. I have some reserves. All right, Lisa, hang on.
I gotta pee. I'll say that right now.
Hang on. Part 3.
Oh God.
Sudden death can't be Kelly on the way next.
Lisa, are you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
All right, she's good.
She's good. She's good. Okay. Still going.
Are you sweating yet, Kelly?
A little. Yeah.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello.
Are you sweating yet?
Oh, no.
No, she sounds really calm and cool.
Lisa's cool, calm, and collected.
I'm freaking out over here.
After Lisa blew through the first 6 questions, and I say 6 because I asked her 5. She got all 5 right. Kelly got all 5 right. We went to sudden death. You both got all those right. Now we're on to our second round of overtime. Double overtime.
Double overtime.
Can't beat Kelly.
How are you doing over there, Sparky? Are you running out of questions? How's your question bank?
It was depleted. I had to quick dive into my question bank archives to grab a couple more. So
okay.
All right. So again, this is sudden death. So every time we ask a question, we're gonna kick Kelly out of the room, bring her back in. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so Lisa, same rules apply. Got 3 to 5 seconds to answer each question. And you ready? Let's kick Kelly out of the room.
Yeah.
All right, bye. Double overtime. Double overtime. Here we go. Lisa, deep breath. Yeah. All right, you ready? You ready? Here we go. All right. Joe Pantoliano had to be rushed to the hospital Friday after being hit by a car. He famously played Ralph Siffredo on this show.
Sopranos.
All right, let's bring Kelly back in the room. Kelly! I'm not going to tell you what you're going to write.
Wait a minute. It just felt really fast again. It's almost like you told her the answers. It's almost like
Lisa,
it.
Did I tell you the answer?
No, you didn't have to.
Oh, wow. The confidence is...
The confidence is beaming.
The confidence is
all right, Kelly, your question in double overtime. Joe Pantoliano had to be rushed to the hospital Friday after being hit by a car. He famously played Ralph Siffredo on this show.
The Sopranos?
Is correct.
Did she get it right?
She got it right. You both got it right. Triple overtime, Kelly! Get out of the room! Yeah, we got text from listeners, all caps. I want to know who wins! Corey texting, great way to start the week. Let's go! All right, Kelly's out of the room. Here you go. Are we into triple overtime now, Lisa? I think we are.
I don't even know.
All right. So here you are, your question. Sophia Macy has recently been accepted into Carnegie Mellon University drama program. This is news because her mom is whom?
Felicity Huffman.
All right, let's bring Kelly back in the room. Kelly!
Listen. I'm stressed out by how quickly she's answering these. Like, she's not even mulling it over for like a second.
She is mulling it over for a second.
Okay, this one was one a little
second.
Tougher. Okay.
All right, here we go.
All right.
Triple overtime.
Yeah.
Sophia Macy has recently been accepted into Carnegie Mellon University drama program. This is news because her mom is whom?
Last name's Macy?
Mm-hmm.
Felicity Huffman?
Correct. You both got that right? Oh, God.
This is a record. We've never gone into this many
quadruple
overtime? Yes.
Quadruple overtime?
Do you have any more questions? I see fear in your eyes.
What? Why fear?
Oh, my God. I feel like I just want to give it to her at this point.
Hey, I'm all good with that.
Should we just call it and just say, I will accept a tie and give her a prize?
We can't accept a tie.
We can't accept a tie.
Because then it doesn't go to Lisa.
Listen, Lisa, if it were up to me, I'd just roll over and die and give it to you.
I'd roll
because
over and die.
The stress, I can't handle it. I can't handle the stress anymore.
Hang on a second.
What are the text
Hang on
messages
a second.
Say?
Hang on a second. Text messages.
She's fought a good battle.
Derek, just ask a sports question, okay?
Oh, dang it. Derek, lose this number. That's not even fair.
Rhonda, just give it to her.
Yeah.
Another text. This is giving me life.
Oh, that's great.
Mike, so glad Can't Beat Kelly starts when I leave for my 35-minute drive to work.
That's good. Right, because it's going on for
Allison,
a record amount of time.
If this keeps going, I'm going to need to be the one that has baby powder. #, so many overtimes.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I tell you what, we're going to do one more round of
one
overtime.
One more.
All right, one more round of overtime. Lisa, are you good to hang? We're going to play Tones and I, Dance Monkey. We're going to come back, and we're going to do one more round of overtime. If you... And we're going to get a winner regardless, okay?
Okay.
All right. She's working from home. Where's
we
she got to go?
We have to give her something
where's
at
she
this
gotta
point.
Go? Where's she got to go?
That's true.
Where's she got to go? All right. Hang on.
DJX.
Still on with Lisa, who has taken it to quadruple overtime.
This is the longest it's ever gone.
Lisa, let's count how many you have gotten correct. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have gotten 8 correct.
Oh, wow.
Lisa, I don't think there is a player ever in the history of Can't Beat Kelly that has gotten more than 6 right.
Well, you've never had to work this hard, for sure.
I've been sweating. So it's sudden death, each question, kick Kelly out of the room, bring her back in. So we all know the rules.
All
Kelly,
right.
Let's here say go. Goodbye. Here all we go. Quadruple over double. Here we go. Here we go. Lisa.
Yes.
Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler are splitting up. Jay played what position for the Chicago Bears?
Quarterback.
Let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! How you doing?
I've lost the will to survive. Okay.
This one's hard.
Just give me another question. Oh, just give it to me.
Oh, okay, here we go. Kristen Cavallari and Jay Cutler are splitting. Jay played what position for the Chicago Bears?
Was he the quarterback?
He was a quarterback. You both got that right. All right.
Oh my lord.
All right, here we go.
One more?
Yes. Get out. Right now. Get out, Kelly.
So much walking.
Listen.
It's a lot of walking. Lisa. I'm shutting the door.
Lisa, you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. We're in the quadruple. What's after quadruple? I don't even know what that term is. What? Sextuplet? Quantine? I don't even know. You're making me sound stupid now. All right, here we go, Lisa. Post Malone's tribute to this iconic band raised more than $4 million for coronavirus charity. Who was it? 3, 2.
Queen.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly! Here we go.
It's a lot of walking back and forth today.
I'm sorry, Kelly. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to have you get your steps in this way.
Okay. All right. Are you going to tell me how she did? Nope.
No.
Just do it. Just rip the Band-Aid off. Let's just do it.
Post Malone's tribute to this iconic band raised more than $4 million for coronavirus charity. Who was it?
Nirvana.
You said different answers.
Oh, no. Okay, so there is finally a winner. No more questions.
Lisa said Queen. Kelly said Nirvana. Nirvana is actually correct.
Oh, my gosh!
Lisa?
Oh, Lisa.
We are going to hook you up with a prize.
Yeah, we got to give you a prize.
We're going to hook you up with a prize.
That's insane.
Because you took Kelly to 9. And you know what? I'm not even going to make you say I can't beat Kelly.
No.
Because you should have beaten her.
Yeah. You should have.
Kelly's stupid.
Sorry. I should have just on purpose gotten it wrong.
No.
But
no,
my knowledge got in the way again.
My knowledge got in the way.
Sorry.
Wow. Lisa, I'm sweating. You're sweating. Listen, you're going to walk away a winner, okay?
Yeah, you are.
Okay, great.
Oh, my God, Lisa. We don't know what we're going to find yet, but we're going to dig and find something real good.
A text message, all caps. Y'all making me late for my COVID test. Sorry.
Oh, no. Wow.
Ken, all caps. Lisa deserves to win. Yeah. Give it to her.
She does, yes. Well, we're giving her a prize.
Yeah, we are.
We're giving her a prize.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Lisa, you have literally changed the programming around on our show.
You have.
We were going to get to the butthole song.
No, we got to wait for that.
We got to wait now. Because, Lisa, you filled that void of where the butthole song would be.
Oh, my God.
How's that make
you
feel?
That makes me
hold Lisa, hold your head high. And hang on for us, okay?
Because we're gonna get some info from you to get you a prize.
Yeah, we're gonna get you a prize.
It's gonna be real good
because that was stellar. Okay, well done, Lisa.
Thank you.
All right, hang on.
Oh, I can't breathe.
Wow.
Yeah.
I am.
I'm exhausted.
I'm exhausted too.
I'm not sure I can go on with the rest of the show. I gotta be honest.
Feel good, do them every hour. Here, brought to you by Campbellsville University. Kelly K.
So, graduates from Ohio's Wright State University. Couldn't have an in-person graduation like so many, but they did get a virtual message of support from none other than Mr. Tom Hanks.
Congratulations to you, chosen ones. And I am calling you the chosen ones because you have been chosen in many ways. First, by the temperament and discipline you've lived by the creative fires that are inside of you and the instinctive lunges of your desires. You succeeded because of the aid and the love of others that are in your lives, without a doubt. But you succeeded mostly because you and you alone chose to do so.
Wow.
You are the chosen ones.
Look at that.
Look at that.
And that is just a portion of what he said. He went on and on because he's Tom Hanks. He's going to take that moment.
He's got a lot to say.
Exactly. We'll tweet it out if you want to see the entire video at Ben and Kelly Show.
Pretty cool. You see those Chris and Jessica billboards have popped up again?
No way.
Downtown Louisville. Remember this? This was like last year, maybe a couple years ago.
Was that the Louisville Orchestra?
They were popping up and they were saying things like, Chris, we've reached a new stage in our relationship, and signed Jessica. And it was like, Chris, where's the relationship going? Signed Jessica. And yes, it was from the Louisville Ballet's Season of Romance.
Oh, the Louisville Ballet. That's right.
So coming into work this morning, I saw, Chris, we're going to need a divorce.
Oh,
Jessica.
Oh, no.
So the relationship is not aged well.
This is going sour.
This is gone really bad.
Oh, they did not fare well in quarantine, apparently.
I know.
What's happening?
I saw that, and I was like, ow.
That's aggressive.
Things happen.
Now I'm going to need to know.
So, yeah.
What is happening with Chris and Jessica? I'll be honest, I forgot.
Unless they are,
and now I'm invested again,
launching back into not the Season of Romance, unless they're going the opposite way. Season of...
The ballet launching some tragedies? What's happening?
Season of tragedies? Yeah, maybe.
It could be.
Maybe, but yeah, if you notice, I at least noticed one kind of there in Spaghetti Junction as I was coming in this morning. That was like, you know, Chris, I think we're going to need to get a divorce or something, like separating of that point, because
they're leading us to believe that now Chris and Jessica are not going to be enjoying the ballet Season of Tragedies or whatever that it is that they're launching together now.
Probably not together.
That is unfortunate.
Yeah, probably not together. So that is a little bit unfortunate. But
that is tough.
I know.
That's tough.
I know. I guess we were all living in a world where we thought that, you know, Chris and Jessica were going to make it.
We're going to need to keep a finger on the pulse of this relationship. I need to know what happens.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not just Louisville's next witty morning show.
Was it always Jessica sending the messages, or did Chris send some messages too? It feels like it was mostly Jessica.
I think it was Jessica.
Uh-oh.
Doing most of the communicating.
I'm going to need Chris to respond now.
Well, maybe
that was an aggressive message.
Maybe that's why they've reached this point in their relationship, because it was just a one-way street of communication.
Maybe.
In order to have an effective relationship, you need to have two-way streets of communication.
So we're going to need for Chris to start communicating on the billboards.
Right.
For that relationship to work.
Right.
I got it.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm invested.
Anyway, yeah.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, if 2020 were to deliver yet another fun treat for us, it has. Over the weekend, in the state of Washington.
Okay. Is this a musical treat, or is this an aggressive nature treat?
Aggressive nature treat.
Oh, dang.
All right. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And since 2020 couldn't really get any more awkward and worse, now there are reports that deadly 2-inch insects called the murder hornet have made their way into the United States.
Wait a second.
And just when you thought it couldn't get any worse, an invasive and potentially deadly hornet has been found in the U.S. for the very first time.
Okay, this
murder
is great.
Murder hornets? They're called murder hornets?
Yep.
Asian giant hornets, nicknamed murder hornets.
You heard her correctly.
That sounds aggressive.
Yep.
Have a venomous sting that can kill someone if they're stung several times.
Yeah, oh, in great. Fact, they kill about 50 people annually in Japan.
That's great news.
Uh-huh.
They're even strong enough to puncture a beekeeper's suit.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
That's great.
That's not comforting.
Scientists say the 2-inch long hornets were spotted in Washington State in December and have been attacking beehives.
Yeah, so that's obviously an issue, not only for people who may come in contact with the murder hornet, but for the beehive population.
Are you telling me they're messing with the honey?
Yes.
They're messing with the honey?
And if you've ever watched the Bee Movie, you know bees are important.
Yeah, they are.
Yes.
So, how important are the murder hornets? Can we, do we need them? They sound like they're not necessary. Everything you've listed out so far sounds bad.
I mean, why couldn't, they're murder hornets. Why couldn't they be like, let's do the dishes hornets?
Maybe. That would be better.
But
it'd be more useful.
It reminds me always of one of our favorite news reports of bees from a couple Georgia roommates there.
Zeke Mack and his roommate Carrie are finally able to relax on their front porch.
Yeah, because they had a huge, huge beehive.
Oh, a bee infestation.
City come out this morning. They went up. They sprayed. Now that they had something on the ground, I feel a little better.
Feel a little better.
Yeah.
And I can sit on the pooch a little longer.
I can sit on the pooch.
Sit in the pooch a little longer.
I love their accent.
That is
hundreds
awesome.
Of pesky bees they had been dealing with for months.
Now, these aren't murder hornets. These are just regular bees from a news report a couple years ago.
Should we tell them about the murder hornets just to, if they're going to be sitting out in the pooch?
Yeah.
We're finally dead.
They're still moving. Yeah. They're still out here. We got a lot of them down. You know, he's afraid they got a lot of them down here now.
Yeah.
Somebody tell them. Somebody tell them.
Right. They're still jumping around. They ain't all dead.
But even though the city sprayed the hive and hundreds of bees fell to the ground.
And we got to worry about them flying around on the pooch.
On the pooch. Yes.
I love these guys.
But they still need to come out here and spray some muff. There's still a lot of them still up there.
Okay. I don't know what just happened, but we should probably let them know about the murder hornets.
Yeah, all we know is that the city better start spraying for murder hornets now so they can sit on the pooch.
They still had to deal with the occasional visitor.
Stay in the house.
Today,
stay in the house.
Stay in the house. Stay in the house. Yeah, and
good advice.
Yeah, they're trying to take down the hornet's nest.
There it goes. There it is. It's down.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I mean, really, we just want there to be the murder hornets to go away. So these two guys.
Well, I'm glad it's down. Now I can sit on the pool and relax.
You got to sit on the pool.
That's history now.
That's right. We need to get this murder hornet situation under control so they can sit on the pool.
So we can just sit on the pool.
It's so great.
2020. Can we just hit reset on this entire
what
year?
What is happening with this year?
Right.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
So we go from murder hornets to butthole songs.
Oh, my God.
Come on. Listen, here's the thing. Kids, in planning out a mass appeal, high-powered radio morning show like Kelly and I do, you always want to give a yin and a yang.
Uh-huh.
You want to give something, a little something for everyone.
Listen, we couldn't have planned it any better.
We don't stay on the air as long or as many years as we have without finding some sort of system.
So we found a formula.
The secret sauce is you hit them with one thing and then you come back with something completely different.
Yeah, sharp left turn.
So we go from murder hornets to butthole songs.
Okay.
That's our transition.
It's a little girl, though. Can we soften it with a little girl? It's a little girl.
Yes.
Who has crafted this new banger.
Actress and musician Lisa Rifle posted a little video of her young daughter with a little like ukulele in her hand.
Uh-huh.
Singing a catchy little song she came up with.
She's adorable looking.
Yeah. And
put it up on Twitter.
Yeah. Lisa tweeted it out and was just basically like, my kid wrote a song. Quite honestly, it slaps. The song is called...
It slaps.
The song is called I Wonder What's Inside Your Butthole.
Oh my God!
And it's by her, like, what? Like, 3-year-old daughter or something like that. Yeah, yeah.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Oh my God!
I wonder what's inside your butthole. Maybe there's astronauts and maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole.
Wait a minute!
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know what's inside your butthole. I always want to know what's inside your butthole.
Maybe there's astronauts and aliens?
Yeah, maybe astronauts and aliens.
Really?
Wow. And you know what? The internet's undefeated.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
All you have to do is give her a little bit of a beat.
Yeah. You're going to be singing it all day.
Is this a kids say the darnest thing sort of thing? So great. If there could be a shining light coming out of the year 2020, let this kid be it.
It is this.
I mean, but seriously, like, she's tackling issues that I think we've all wondered at one point or another.
Have we? That's a banger, like, though.
It is, right?
Oh my God, they added back
And this is just a little girl singing it. Beat drop! How great is this? How great is this?
It was amazing.
Oh, gosh, so good. So good.
Oh, the internet at its finest. I can't breathe.
We have tweeted that out. You can see it at Ben and Kelly Show. But
so sorry, but you will incessantly be replaying that in your brain all day.
Yeah, maybe the Song of the Year nomination needs to go to this girl for the butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
On 99.7 DJX. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
So this one's out of Greenville, South Carolina. There is a man who wanted to show his support for his wife, who was undergoing chemotherapy.
Okay.
And he obviously couldn't be there with her because of everything. So Dennis Cockrell found himself a seat in the grass outside the cancer treatment center there in Greenville with signs that read, "I'm here and I love you," knowing that his wife of 23 years could see him in that stretch.
Something I felt like I had to do. I can't be with her in person right now in the same room as her. And last time we tried to do some FaceTimes and things like that, and it's good, but there's just something better about being able to see her all the time through the window. And we noticed the last time I was here, she could see this little patch of ground. So a little seed was sprung in my mind then. I didn't tell her anything about it, and I just surprised her this morning. After she went in, I set up camp, and when she got into her treatment room, she saw me.
How great is that? She didn't know.
That's good stuff.
Just such a great surprise. I'll tweet out the story so you can see it. It's really, really sweet.
Well, hopefully
at Ben and Kelly Show
continues to recover, too.
Exactly. Yeah. Hopefully the treatment's going to work, and she will be back home soon.
All right, there you go. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Justin Bieber there. He tweeted out that he and Ariana Grande teaming up for a single Stuck With You, raise money for the First Responders Children's Foundation. So that's kind of cool. Going to be out on Friday. Including a drawing of a stick drawing of like a house and like a couple people that are stuck with each other.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
It's going to be on Friday. You can look for that. Stuck With You, Justin Bieber and Ariana Grande, which Ariana Grande, by the way, she won Favorite Female Music Star. And it was on the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Well, all right.
It was the virtual Kids' Choice Awards, the first
fun
one.
Fun times.
Yeah, because obviously they can't get them all together and slime them properly. But
sure.
BTS, favorite musical group. Ariana Grande, favorite female music star. Shawn Mendes, favorite male star in the virtual Kids' Choice Awards on Nickelodeon Saturday night. So I don't know if you care about that sort of thing. But if you do, there you are.
Look, there it is.
A couple winners there in the virtual reality world that we're all living in there. But yeah, be listening if you're a fan of the Justin Bieber and the Ariana Grande. Stuck With You should be out on Friday, and I'm sure DJX will be all over that one, as we typically are with that sort of thing. So there you go. Coming up still this hour, Tupac making the show yet again.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Tupac, last week when Governor Beshear had to issue an apology to Tupac Shakur?
Yes, sir.
Who was living here in Kentucky and denied some benefits. So there is another Tupac arrested now, Thursday.
What the heck?
In Tennessee.
Oh, wow.
Tupac Shakur charged with violation of probation. Oh, the probation stems from this.
Johnson City police arrest a man named Tupac Shakur out of Elizabethan over the weekend after he allegedly came in contact with police and had a knife.
Yeah, so did some bad stuff there, and not the first time, obviously, Tupac Shakur in Tennessee has been in trouble. But Tupac Shakur seems to be getting a lot of action here recently.
Is that Tupac Shakur? Like, is he legit with his birth certificate?
Tupac.
Or was that just the name?
Amaru Shakur.
Okay, so that's legit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Tupac Shakur.
Okay.
So there you go.
All right. So you know what? We'll go ahead and give kudos to our Tupac Shakur living in Kentucky, who's living his life a lot better.
Yeah. A chef in Lexington.
Yes.
Doing better than the Tupac that's down in Tennessee.
Exactly.
So, Tupac.
Wow.
Who knew Tupac was going to be getting this much action in 2020?
It's
but
a lot.
Here we are. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. I need to give you guys another hit of this song.
I wonder what's inside your butthole. I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Yeah, that's a little girl.
No warning.
No.
Yeah.
It's just this little girl that made up this song that actress and musician Lisa Rifle, she posted a little video of her on Twitter.
That is organic art.
Organic.
Yeah.
Maybe there's astronauts, maybe there's aliens all inside your butthole. What's inside your butthole? I always want to know.
What's inside your butthole? I always want to know. And then the internet
She's
is
got style.
Undefeated.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
Give it a beat. Yeah. Give it a beat.
I wonder what's inside your butthole.
I mean, this is the energy we need for 2020, right? Yeah, I just...
To be honest, I haven't checked for those.
No, haven't.
So, I can't
and
be certain.
I gotta be honest, I just needed another little quick hit of that.
Yeah.
Little quick hit of the... The now viral.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not something you can so easily see.
No, it's right.
It's a valid question for a child.
That is valid. If you want to see the original video, we tweeted that at Ben. And feel good, do them every single hour here throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So have you seen that viral TikTok video that showed the clever way that this one girl cut her dog's nails? She put like plastic wrap on her head and then put peanut butter and let the dog lick the peanut butter while she painted the nail or cut the nails.
I have not seen that one. I've seen similar though.
Okay. Well, Lynn Shelton posted that and that inspired Katie, who is a mom, to try it on her ornery toddler, and that worked. She put the plastic wrap, she put the peanut butter, she also put like some little candies up there, and she added Smarties, and she said, yeah, it works for toddlers too. So she was able to cut the toddler's fingernails while the toddler licked the Smarties and the peanut butter off the plastic on her head, put it on TikTok.
So
it's kind of amazing.
The TikTok video I saw was, again, very similar. It was a bald man anyways, and he put the saran wrap and then spread peanut butter.
Yeah.
And he had like a little, like, I guess, a French bulldog maybe.
Okay.
But he,
so a couple of people had done this. Maybe this is...
He utilized, though... one of those like reusable grocery bags, cut four holes in that, stuck the dog in that, hung the dog then from his shower rod.
Oh, that's extra.
And then let the dog lick while the dog was hanging there suspended and
wow.
then clipping its nails like that.
That is taking that life hack to the next level.
I was going to say, so I think there's been several different variations of this
that
have worked.
The one that I saw, it's a big dog. There's no hanging this dog from any sort of bag
or
shower curtain.
I need to look into something like that because my dog voluntarily expresses its anal glands when we try to clip its nails.
You know, count your blessings because we can't get my dog Poppy to express hers in any way, shape, or form.
Oh.
So we have to keep taking her to the vet to get it done.
Okay.
And that's troublesome. So you know what? Count your blessings.
All right.
That's a two-for-one deal.
All right. Blessings counted.
All right.
All right. Look at that. Feel good. We're counting blessings.
Yes. We'll tweet that out so you can see the videos.
Not the dog getting its anal glands expressed. No.
The toddler eating the candy off mom's forehead.
That one.
At Ben and Kelly Show.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Hometown Heroes. You can nominate someone to have a lunch delivered to their office or their place of work for them and their coworkers. WDJX.com. Click win. Brought to you by Interstate Batteries and Zaxby's. So that's pretty cool. We've been hooking people up for several weeks now, the entire month of April. And you can see the gallery of all the amazing hometown heroes posted at WDJX.com. I just need one more hit.
I wonder what's inside your
book. Yes.
I wonder what's inside your
home. I just need another little taste. Just another little taste. In the remix.
I wonder what's inside your book. I wonder what's inside your book.
If that sounds like a little girl, it is.
That's why it's precious.
Yeah. Yeah, if
it'd
you
be
or
disturbing
I,
if it was an adult.
That's right. If you or I were singing that, it'd be completely weird.
Someone might be arrested.
Right.
Precious, precious innocence. Maybe they're aliens.
I mean, she speculates because she just
question.
Doesn't know. She
hasn't
doesn't know.
Seen it. Wow.
Yes. Gosh, I just needed
that does slap.
Another little quick hit of that.
To quote her mom, that slaps.
That's right. If you want to see the original we can we have it actually up at Ben and Kelly Show on Twitter. You can see that tweeted out. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Okay,
thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode only on 99.7 DJX.